Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Tuesday night training call. Lots of people online. You can hear from all those beeps and unfortunately a little bit too much background noise to keep things going here, but just wanted to say welcome to the line, and I'm going to get this call started in just a moment. Got a special presenter, four-star crown, Sonya Magruder, going to be talking a little bit about her experience at the GoPro event. Here recently, it was a women's event, great presenters, including Royal Crown Brandi Shinoto. So she's going to give us her notes and share a little bit more about what she learned. But before we do that, why don't I go ahead and turn off those beeps. And I've got some important announcements tonight, including at the end of the call, the two winners of the USA Dream Trip. So I'm going to be giving away a couple of trips, and they're awesome trips, and we'll talk more about that here in just a moment. But lots of beeps. I'm going to turn those off. Call's being recorded. I'll be right back. All right. Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for joining. It's Tuesday, March 7, 2017. My name is David Lick, calling in from Colorado tonight. I heard people calling in from California and Alaska and Nebraska and Florida and Iowa and Minnesota and Idaho and Hawaii, New York, Virginia, Canada, all over the place. So glad that you're listening, no matter who you are, where you're calling in from. We've got a special guest who's going to be on the line in just a bit, four-star Crown and Field Advisory Board member, Sonya Magruder. It's going to be a really great training. Before we bring on Sonya, I wanted to let everybody know what's happening right now. We got a lot happening in Purium. Thursday night, two nights from tonight, I am going to be doing my first live streaming party. It's a business opportunity-oriented live streaming party. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've changed up the presentation. It's going to be interactive. We're going to talk about building a business from your phone, building a business from your screen. I got a couple of great statistics and information, and I really encourage everybody to click on the link, say you're going, share the link, post it on Facebook. There is a lot of opportunity to get people in front of good information. So on the first corporate live streaming party we did, we had, I think it was about 760 people at the high watermark watching the presentation live that David Amy did. So, you know, I would love to get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the line going, commenting, creating energy. And I would love to have lots of guests from you. So this is an opportunity, no matter who you are, no matter, you know, how you promote. I mean, everybody has a phone. Everybody has Facebook, and all your friends do. And I'm not going to share my Facebook statistic. I'll save that for Thursday night. But there are lots of people on Facebook and lots of people texting and lots of people communicating on their screens. And all you need to do over the next 48 hours is share that link and click you're going and invite some people on. And one of the things that they can do when they listen to the information and ultimately join Purium based on the information is they can win a free vacation. And we're going to be giving away two USA Dream Trips here tonight at the end of the call. So our two February winners on the promotion side, the promoter side, we're going to do that tonight. And then March is the last month we're doing this program. So we're giving away three trips every month. And two of them are for promoters. One of them is for consumers. And promoters can win the consumer trip as well. You just need to be on a 100-day program. So go to itstartswith10days.com or go to your MyPurium.com website. Click on the button in the upper right that says It Starts With 10 Days. Sign up. Post your before photos. Keep on going for 100 days, whether you're using the Reset Pack or Daily Core 3. No matter how you get started and how you continue, if you lose at least 10 pounds over 90 days and you fill out all the info, you could win a dream trip. And we've got four dream trips. One of them is to San Diego. One of them is to Vail, Colorado. One's to Vegas and one's to Orlando, Florida. Lots of fun. Flights included. Foods included. Excursions included. It's a great, great, you know, package no matter which one you choose. And I'm sure that you've got at least one of those places. Maybe two, maybe three, maybe all four that you want to go to. So on the promoter side, you got to enroll at least three PLC members. For every three PLC members you enroll this month, you get your name in the hat. And if you rank advance to director or above every rank advancement, you also get your name in the hat. So you have a real opportunity if you're out there promoting and rank advancing to potentially win a free vacation. So We would love for you to do that, and looking forward to sharing our winners on tonight's call. The other thing is we're giving away unconvention and convention tickets, and I'll share that here in just a minute. Want to give a couple of more announcements. We've got our Go Big trainings going on. We've got Northern California this weekend on Saturday. We've got three events on the 18th, a week from Saturday, one in Oahu, I'm going to be there, one in Long Beach, Amy's going to be there, one in Orlando, that's a loaded group of crowns, and I know Sonia Magruder, our presenter tonight, will be there. So lots of good events on the 18th, and then on the 25th, we've got New York City on April 1st. We've got right here in Westminster, Colorado, Dr. Dana McGrady flying out, and I'm going to be doing one with her. And Paso Robles, California, Kathy, Agata, Jody, Kelly, two-star crowns, going to be doing that. So whether you're going to see Rachel in New York City or Brandy in Oahu or wherever, just look online. Make sure that you not only find an event that works for you, but promote into those events. It's an opportunity to reach out to people on Facebook and say, hey, who do you know in the Long Beach area? Who do you know in Orlando? Who do you know in New York City? We've got a great event coming up, and you'll be surprised, who responds. And speaking of great events in Long Beach, special thanks to our owner, Amy Vetter-Hamdy. She's been holding down the fort, doing two super healthy happy hours every single month. Next one is this upcoming Monday, March 13th. We've got a Spanish Super Healthy Happy Hour with Lucy Mazes on March 20th. So Southern California is really going to be a home court advantage as we get our new facility, which is going to be happening really in June and July. And going into the fall, my goodness, I mean, I can imagine packed presentations on a regular basis with this brand new training room. So lots going on, new information, new trainings, new presentations, whether it's live streaming, whether it's Go Big, whether it's in Long Beach or Diamond Club. We've got Diamond Club coming up next month. We've got Unconvention coming up next month. So we've got events that you can plug into, that you can get energy from the community. So whether you're looking for just, an opportunity to meet other like-minded entrepreneurs, or whether you're looking to learn something, make sure that you're paying attention to the events calendar. Good things are happening, and I'm excited because I'm going to get to give away 24, I believe it is, or 20-something, unconvention tickets tonight, and that's more than we had in January, so it's really, really exciting. So if you hear your name called, know that somebody from the corporate office is going to be reaching out to you. If you've already bought your unconvention ticket, we'll be giving you a refund. If you haven't bought your unconvention ticket, then we're going to make sure you get one, and I'm going to go read a quick list of names, starting with Danielle Valaro. Congratulations, unconvention ticket winner. That means that you enrolled 5 PLC members or more last month. Tracy Post, Organico Inc., Marianne Cox, Sue Park, Hester Henton, Joseph Marks, Randy Langan, Melinda Templeton Duffy, David Lloyd Eaker, Ashley and Oscar Castro, Danielle Kuttner, Nikki Ramey, Mercedes Jones, Julie Bones, Organic Paladin, Eva Stevens, Sandy Miller, Tina Marie Garber, Dr. Dana Clark, two-star crown, April Nibel, crown, and our own Sonia Magruder, four-star crown, actually are winning unconvention tickets as some of the top recruiters, and one last person who won an unconvention ticket, Lisa and Ken Ludwig. Congratulations to all of you enrolling 5 to 10 PLC members in the month of February, super short month, but the 20-plus people all have the opportunity to go to unconvention, including 3 of our crowns. Congratulations, everyone. And now our big winner who won a convention ticket enrolled more than 10 people last month, and our top enroller for the month, and top enroller also gets a special invitation to our crown dinner at convention. So convention ticket and crown dinner ticket is Aaron Entlich from Colorado. So congratulations to Aaron. And if Aaron's on the line, I would love to just hear from her quickly. We got a lot to cover here tonight, but Aaron, I'm going to go ahead and put this in the Q&A mode. If you can hit star six, if you're on the line, Aaron Antlich, would love to hear your comments about going to Crown Dinner and going to convention this year for free. Aaron, you on the line?
Hey, this is Aaron.
Hey, congratulations, Top Enroller, PLC members last month. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Excited about going to Crown Dinner?
Super excited, and I was really excited when I got the email about the ticket because I was about to log on and buy my ticket, and then I got an email that came through that said I won it, so that was awesome.
Hey, well, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, good things happen, and, you know, we would love to catch you on another training call to find out what your secret is, how you're promoting, and what you're doing, but I'm guessing that you're doing a lot of the things that our next speaker is going to recommend, and that's Sonia Magruder. So, Aaron, congratulations. Like, I would love to hear from
you
on another call here shortly, but we'll see you at Crown Dinner. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're going to be at the Dallas Cowboys Football Stadium. One of the nicest stadiums in the world. Yeah, it's going to be lots of fun. So we'll reach out to you and give you more info. Hey, congratulations. Okay, well, I'm going to put this back in presentation mode. And I've mentioned Sonia's name a whole bunch of times as one of the top enrollers for last month. And she's a 4-star Crown. She's a field advisory board member. And, you know, constantly investing in her business, investing in her people, and you know, I love when people are, you know, really sharp and really on point and yet still constantly investing in their own personal development and wanting to become better as a leader. And that's what Sonia did here this past weekend. She and Doug went to the women's conference for GoPro for Eric Warre, one of the top trainers in the industry. And Sonia's a great note taker. She took some notes. And so I'm going to turn this call over to Sonia so she can share a couple of key ideas that she learned this weekend, and get your pens and paper out, because there's going to be some great information. So thanks, Sonia, for being on the line.
Hey, David, thank you for having me. Congratulations, Aaron. I'm so excited about that and all the other people that won unconvention tickets. So cool. We had a lot of them from our team announced, so that's really exciting. So anyway, thank you for having me on, David. We just got back this morning on the red eye, so it's been kind of a crazy day. But I do have a lot of notes, and this event that we went to in Las Vegas, the GoPro, Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing, was awesome. Dr. Dana was there with us. We had a lot of team members there with us. Everybody is fired up, and that's a generic event. You know, it's not a Purium event. It's a generic event, but it's so cool because events are so important for many reasons. We always hear people make big decisions at events, and we saw a lot of decisions made with our own team members at this event. And you're also immersed in it. You know, you're with like-minded people who are all moving toward the same goal, even though we're in all different companies. You're in this immersion, you know, of all these people, and especially all these women. There were maybe like probably 2,000 or 3,000 women and maybe 10 men there. So it was incredible. But I kind of wanted to – I'm going to watch the time here, and because there's like several different points I want to cover that are kind of like different topics within what happened at the event, because there were so many different things. There were couples panels, there was a social media panel, there was a moms panel. So there was really something that everybody could relate to. So I want to just kind of go into a couple different little things. One of them is, you know, first of all, events like this really do elevate our belief in the profession of network marketing. Totally elevates that. You see people who have struggled and who are very successful now. There was a woman there who was a meth addict for many years, who's now a seven-figure earner. I mean, that to me, that just helps you see, like, man, if she could do it, I could do it. You know, she could overcome something like that. Women that were on food stamps who are now six- and seven-figure earners, and they found network marketing, and because they made a decision and were willing to focus and willing to sacrifice and were very determined, they were able to use this as a vehicle that could get them beyond their wildest dreams. There were even people who were business owners, successful business owners, a couple where the husband was a successful chiropractor, and he's not doing that anymore. This is what they're doing. His wife started doing it, and then he joined her. So it's really incredible what the possibilities are with this, more than any other profession, job, or anything. So the recurring theme that I got from this, from these six and seven-figure earners, was that, you know, it's work. It's not easy. It doesn't magically happen. And successful people, regardless of what their backgrounds were, these people that some of the ones that I just mentioned, they were willing to do what others aren't. They're willing to sacrifice their free time, willing to grind it out when they're not even making money at the beginning, and even spending more money than they're making. But they didn't stop and they didn't quit. And one of the couples that really impressed me that was on the couples panel, we actually ran into them in the hotel yesterday, and we started talking to them, and it was really interesting because he had a very good job. He was making, I think, $250,000 a year, and his wife started doing a network marketing business, and he was not on board with it. And the reason I'm telling this story is because I'm sure some of us are in this situation. You know, I know I've heard from people on my own team that are in this situation where maybe the spouse isn't really supportive. They just don't get it. So here she is working all day, all night. She's on her computer. She's on her phone constantly trying to get this thing off the ground, spending money, not making money, but spending money on her business, investing in it, spending money on personal development to learn. And she was making about $200 a month. And he was just over it. And he said that he actually told her, I will pay you $200 a month to stop doing this. I will be more than happy to pay you. Because he's like, you're just spending money. We're in the red. So she was determined, though. She wasn't giving up. And what ended up happening is he told us, he said, you know, it was $200 a month. And then all of a sudden it was $2,000 a month, and then it was $6,000 a month, and then it was $20,000 a month. And now they're at around $750,000 a year. And that's that hockey stick effect that you talk about a lot, David, where, you know, you feel like you're putting all this work in and you're not making any money. You're working so hard and you're not seeing any fruits of your labor, but you're actually laying this foundation and this root system that's happening below the ground that all of a sudden starts to sprout. So I thought that was an awesome story because, I think a lot of people can relate to that. So a couple other things, you know, one of the things I loved that they said was never underestimate what your voice can do for other people. Don't hold your voice back. Don't be afraid to talk about what you have, what we have, especially what we have. Because we have the ability to change so many people's lives by getting out there and talking to them about what we have. And another point that I thought was really, really good is that people will move toward pleasure, but they'll move more away from pain. They'll be more motivated by getting away from their pain. So we have to find their pain. And we heard that over and over again. And how do we do that? We do that by asking questions, by asking the right questions and getting to that pain point. So I saw, actually, Marina had something in her social media training. She had like a whole screenshot. This wasn't part of the event, but it just reminded me of that. She had a whole screenshot of a series of questions that she was doing from somebody that liked or commented on her post, and then she went offline private messaging. And it was a brilliant series of questions that got to this person's pain point of basically that she hates her job and wants to be home with her child. And then she kind of swooped in from there. So there was a lot of verbiage given, and I love that, how, you know, a lot of times we want exact verbiage, or our newer team members want verbiage. So one of the things that I heard about overcoming price objections or I can't afford it was to answer like this. Well, of course, that's why I'm telling you about this now. And I know I'm kind of jumping around, but there was so much, so I kind of wanted to get like all these little nuggets in, like a little variety of things that they talked about. So that's one response. And then you can also ask, I want to know, can you really not afford it, or are you just being polite? And usually they really can't afford it, though that's really the reason, or they think they can't afford it. So the next response is, so let's get creative and find a way for you to afford it. And here's where you can really get them to shift in thinking. And you kind of do this thing where they're going to visualize this. What if I had a brand new Mercedes that I was going to sell you for $500? Would you find the money? And that really changes a person's thinking. So it was really amazing, like all these techniques that they had You know, another one was, if someone asks you, how much did you make your first month? Maybe you're new. Maybe you're only a few months in, and maybe you didn't make very much your first month. I know I didn't. So if somebody says that, well, how much did you make your first month? You know, they're looking at the business, and you're feeling, like, kind of embarrassed because you don't have a lot to say that you made that much that month. You can answer, I don't know. I'm still making it. So I thought that was brilliant, that answer. So, okay, so that's that part, a little bit of, you know, overcoming objections. And then probably my favorite part was about accountability. This lady who is, she's been in network marketing for decades. She's from England. They had a video of her because she couldn't make it, but she talked about accountability. That's being responsible for our own actions and how all our life we're accountable to someone, whether it's as a child going through school, our parents, our, if we have a job, we have a boss. But then you get into network marketing, and there's no accountability structure in place. So you are accountable to you. You are the boss of you. You don't have a boss other than yourself. So it's a business that's easy to do and also easy not to do because you don't have anybody, you know, breathing down your neck, checking on you. Or maybe it's easy to get sucked into busy work, scrolling through social media all day. So what she suggested is, and it's very simple, but it was just a couple steps. Write it down, put your goal in writing, and then break it down. Break it down into a 12-month goal, what your one-year 12-month goal is, then into 52 weeks, or your year goal, 12 months, and then 52 weeks, and then 365 daily segments. Break it all the way down to what you need to do daily to get to that goal where you want to be at the end of the year. And she said after month one, excuse me, look and see if you've made, where if you're on track of hitting your target in that month, because you're going to have it broken down by how much you need to do that month. And if not, then you do more in month two to make up for that. And if you were on target that month, she said do more anyway. So you have a buffer because life happens. That way, when something unexpected happens that derails you, you will have this buffer already. So I thought that, as simple as it was brilliant. And the other part of it was the success tracker. And this was a chart that had at the top the most important activities that we need to spend 80% of our time on. And the bottom part was where we need to spend only 20% of our time. And sometimes we flip-flop that. Sometimes we end up spending 80% on the bottom part and 20% on the most important part. So above the line were the activities that are income-producing activities. And the number one income-producing activity is enrolling. So in order to get to that point of enrolling someone, these are the activities that were above the line. It's contact people on your list, present the opportunity, enrollment of customers and builders, and before that, it's some other tools you can use, our LSPs, healthy happy hours, three-way calls. So ultimately to enroll. Below the line is development, team development. 20% of your time should be team training, personal development, team communication, business organization. So we've got to really prioritize because enrolling is really the lifeblood of our business. That's how we get new people in and then teach them to repeat that process. You know, and that's how we have people that we get to our events. So that was something that was a great visual to see this tracker and how you could check it off every day, those activities. I want to touch really, really quickly on social media, the social media panel, and there was so much with that, but Brandy was on it. She was awesome, as always, as she always is. She knocked it out of the park. And one of the things that I love that she did, because I am a numbers person and I like systems, so she had something that she called 1-4-3. And it's post once a day on, if it's Facebook or Instagram, whatever platform you're using, post once a day. That's the one. And then every 4 weeks, work in a piece about your story. That's your story about, not necessarily your weight loss story, maybe it's your story of making a decision to get into doing something like this, breaking through a limiting belief or whatever it may be. And then for every fourth post about your story, add in a call to action, which sometimes, a lot of times, I know I forget to do that. So add in a call to action on that fourth post to let people know to reach out to you because they don't always know that the door is open to reach out to you. So it's 1-4-3. And I thought that was awesome. It's a great way to quantify your exposures on social media and then exactly what to do with them. And then the last thing I want to talk about, I kind of want to just bring it back around full circle, is events. You know, that's always a huge part of the training at these events, is about events and how we have to be professional promoters. We have to be in the mode of promoting events, just like you talked about the LSP this Thursday night, David, how that's a huge opportunity for us to get our business prospects on. Just plug them in. It's turnkey. All we have to do is just get them there. Getting people to the Go Big trainings that you talked about. We've got those all coming up really soon, and those are going to be incredible skill-based trainings, which is what we all want and need, and it's going to be by the crowns. And then, of course, our big convention, which is huge. And I know my team has a goal for convention, and we've talked to the crowns in the company, and we're all banding together to get the biggest attendance that we've ever had at any convention, because when you get people to convention, people do make big decisions. And when we have a lot of people at convention and we have a lot of our team members there, that's when we can really move the needle in our business. It's all the numbers, getting the people there. So how are we going to do that? We need to focus on enrolling people, getting people enrolled, and getting them their convention ticket. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, David. It was a lot of information to put in a short period of time, but I hope that helped.
Yeah, I was taking notes, and I don't even know where to start as far as commenting on all the, you know, the words of wisdom. And the thing that was great was you covered so many topics that I'm sure there's two or three or four that really resonated with people and that made a difference, you know, for everybody on the line tonight. So thanks for sharing that. And yeah, excited about what you learned and really excited that you shared it so well. So thanks for doing that. And we're going to wrap up tonight's call by giving away two dream trips. And as I said earlier, these are dream trips. You get to choose where you want to go. Do you want to go to San Diego? Do you want to go to Orlando? You want to go to Vegas? Want to go to Vail? So I'm going to put this call into Q&A mode. And if you hear your name called, all you need to do is hit *6. And when you hit *6, just let us know that you're out there. Let us know where you want to go and how you're feeling getting an all-expenses-paid trip. So our first winner is a brand-new director from Arizona, and her name is Eva Stevens. Eva, are you on the line? Eva, you on the line? *6, if you are, we'd love to hear from you and where you want to go on your dream trip. Eva Stevens, going once, going twice, *6. All right, well, maybe Eva's not on the line.
Hello?
Hey, Eva.
Hello? Oh, my gosh, did I really win?
You won.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, congratulations on the great month of February. And where do you want to go? Have you thought about it? San Diego or Vegas or Vail or Orlando?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to go to Florida.
Perfect. Well, cool. Well, we've got a trip for you. All expenses paid. Airfare, food. So we'll have somebody from our events department reach out. But why don't you quickly just share 30 seconds about who you are and how you're connected with Purium and how you're enjoying the process.
Well, I'm Eva from Arizona. I actually just attended the Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing event this weekend, and it completely shifted my mindset from, like, I want to do this. I love Purium too. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to rank advance. And, like, I can't wait to see everybody in Dallas for convention.
Cool. Well, good. Well, thanks for investing in yourself and being one of the most powerful women in network marketing, being there front and center. And seems like you got a lot going on with your business, growing fast and bringing in lots of new promoters. So yeah, we'll see you in Dallas, and enjoy your trip to Florida.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much.
All right, cool. Well, that's Eva from Arizona, and now I'm going to go across the country, actually to the state of Florida, and our second winner, who's going to get a choice of where she wants to go, it's another woman. Her name is, I believe she's a director, maybe an executive. She's been rank advancing and growing her business. Her name is Tara DeToco. So, Tara, are you on the line? Star 6, congratulations. Tara DeToco.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Tara. Yay. Well, thanks for all you're doing.
Oh, my God. I have my 4-year-old sleeping right next to me, so I would be much louder, but I can't.
Sure. Well, good, good, good. Well, congratulations. So knowing the options are San Diego, Vail, Vegas, and Orlando, any thoughts as to where you might go?
Oh, Vail, baby.
Vail, baby. Oh, man, the resort that we got there to Sebastian is awesome. So you're going to have a great time. It's a 4.8 out of 5-star hotel, all expenses paid, flight, and all sorts of goodies. So you've got the full year to decide whether you want to go summertime, wintertime. Lots of good stuff going on in Vail. So.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'm in shock, but I'm so excited. Thank you.
Awesome. You want to spend 30 seconds, tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm Tara DeToco. I'm here in Palm Harbor, Florida. I have the amazing Dr. Dana in my neighborhood, so I've been learning a lot from her. I just love Purium. I'm a holistic health coach, too, so this ties in really nicely with my other business. And I don't know. I'm too excited. I love it, and I look forward to the future.
Awesome. Well, good, good, good. Well, thanks so much for all you did. Congratulations on your fantastic month of February. And all of you that are out there thinking, enjoy your trip to Vail. And all of you out there thinking about, I'd like to win a trip, you can. All you need to do is enroll 3 PLC members this month, and you could be going to one of those great trips. So thanks for being on the line. We'll hear more from Tara and from Eva and from Aaron and all of our fantastic promoters. Thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Sonia, awesome training. Thanks so much for sharing. And tomorrow night, David Sandoval, we do Purium Lifestyle Calls every Wednesday night. Should be a great one. So catch you tomorrow night. Bye, everybody.